Hey guys, welcome to Flavorful. You've seen the YouTube channel? Well, this is the podcast. I'm your host, Angan Bhatia, and we're going to talk about food, recipes, and crazy cooking tips that are going to drive you bananas. No, wait, trust me, there are going to be a lot of bananas. Hello, testing 1, 2, 3, can you hear me? I hope you can, and does this voice sound familiar? You're right, I do flavorful voiceovers, but I also cook the flavorful videos, edit them, and publish them. So I do a lot of work around flavorful, and now I'm running a podcast. This is awesome, because I want to tell you what my aim of this podcast is. My aim of this podcast is to talk about how we can be better chefs in the kitchen. We'll discuss cooking recipes, cooking tips, and many more things. But in this specific episode, I want to discuss a recipe that we all love. A chocolate cheesecake. The way it just melts in your mouth. It's so creamy, but the essence of the chocolate just changes the flavor completely. Let's talk about this. First, let's talk about a cheesecake. A cheesecake is a cold dessert of a soft, light, airy base made with graham crackers and butter. It's then covered with a fresh chocolate filling, baked, and then chilled overnight. That tastes and sounds amazing. That's why we call it a flavorful favorite. So, to be honest, there's nothing else we can say about this creamy and luscious dessert, except that there are a couple of misconceptions that they are with cheesecakes in general and with this recipe. Some say that cheesecakes are too time-consuming. They actually aren't. Cheesecakes just take a lot of time to cool. They cool for around 12 to 15 hours. That's a lot of time. But the actual preparation can take around 45 minutes tops. Some say that cheesecakes are hard to make. They're really not that hard to make. Our cheesecake has under 15 ingredients and can only use around 3 bowls. Many recipes insist that you have a springform pan. Yes, a springform pan is easy to use, and it can also help you get a smooth edge, but it can also use a normal pan. It's just going to be harder to remove your cheesecake, and you also have to ensure to use parchment paper and cut a circle around the base of your cheesecake and add some sides to help you pull it out at the end of baking. But all of that aside, there are also a couple of other things you have to watch out for when making your cheesecake. If you overbake your cheesecake or let it cool down too fast, cracks can form. And don't worry, cracks happen to all of the professional bakers. Even I get cracks on my cheesecake sometimes. To cover up cracks, you just have to ensure put a little bit of coulis that complements the flavor of your cheesecake, or you can even top it off with some blueberries, or even on some other fresh fruits. Now let's talk about temperature. Please, please, please always use the temperature that has been stated on our recipes, and don't forget to preheat your oven, because our temperatures have been made to time it to the cheesecake preparation. And remember what kind of pan we say use. We usually use a 10-inch springform pan, and that is usually recommended as it can make a large, nice quantity. But please remember to not change the temperature of the baking. If it needs more time to bake, please let it bake longer instead of increasing the temperature, as that can sometimes provide uneven baking. Now let's talk about cooling the cheesecake. Let your cheesecake cool in the oven for half an hour after baking, and then take it out to cool outside for around 1 to 2 hours, and then refrigerate in the fridge, preferably overnight or for 12 to 15 hours. If you want to decorate your cheesecake like we do, you also have to note a couple of things. When decorating, please do not decorate your cheesecake after it has freshly come out of the oven, as it can sometimes cause, if you put something heavy like blueberries, it to sink into the cheesecake, as the cheesecake is still soft, it's not hardened yet. So ensure that. But if you want to put some small touches like glitter or stars, please feel free to add that in. But now the final point is when you want to cut the perfect slice to show off your guests. Ensure that you dip your knife in warm water and then pat it down with a warm towel and then cut, and do that for each individual slice just to make sure you get those crisp edges and the plate isn't full of crusts. And that's it. That is how you make this amazing, delicious cheesecake perfectly. Thank you guys so much for listening to this episode of Flavorful's Chocolate Cheesecake. We really hope you liked it. Tell us in the YouTube comments if there are any more tips that you'd like us to include, and maybe we'll come back to them in another episode. You can also leave us a voice message at anchor.com/flavorful, and we'll take it from there. And don't worry, we have more podcast episodes coming out soon. And don't forget to subscribe to our YouTube channel, share it on every social media platform you know, and we'll see you in the next video and podcast. See you next time!